presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 13, 1059 America, New York. Marjorie Smilkinson on natural immunity. If you read or watch nothing else about COVID-19 today or this weekend, make sure you watch Marjorie Smilkinson's 4-minute testimony. It's here. Zero comments.
New York Times Business.
May 13, 8 o'clock America, New York. Biden wants airlines to pay passengers for delays. In Europe, they already do. The EU's passenger rights law has changed how airlines schedule flights.
New York Times Business.
May 13, 5 o'clock America, New York. How to rebuild your savings and retirement after a divorce. Women who have gone through a divorce often see their savings and retirement depleted. Building back means careful planning.
Marginal Revolution.
May 13, 354 America, New York. The price of leisure and the demand to work. Fun is cheaper and that matters. Recreation prices and hours worked have both fallen over the last century. We construct a macroeconomic model with general preferences that allows for trending recreation prices, wages, and work hours along a balanced growth path.
Global Economy.
May 13, 305 America, New York. G7 finance ministers warn of uncertainty on global economy. In final communique, officials say regulatory gaps in the banking system need to be addressed.
Marginal Revolution.
May 13, 029 America, New York. More persistence and propagation than you might think? Macroeconomic cycles are much more self-reinforcing and correspondingly resistant to shocks and hence longer lasting than what is commonly thought. The key idea is that economic developments feature strong endogenous propagation mechanisms which yield endogenous cyclical behavior a la limit cycles.
New York Times Business.
May 12, 1901 America, New York, rural Georgia factory, flush with federal funds, votes to unionize. Friday's victory by the United Steelworkers at a factory building electric school buses was a test for Democratic hopes that clean energy funding from Washington could bolster organized labor. Bluebird, which builds electric school buses, has benefited from a large infusion of federal money.
Global Economy.
May 12, 1900 America, New York, UK mortgage borrowers face painful refinancing, warns think tank. Resolution Foundation says £12 billion costs of rising rates have yet to hit most households.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 12, 1822 America, New York, automotive tech billionaire to acquire majority stake in Forbes. The deal struck by 28-year-old Austin Russell values the business publication at close to $800 million.
BBC News Business.
May 12, 1658 America, New York. Train strikes. Passengers face second day of industrial action. RMT union members from 14 rail companies will walk out on Saturday in a row over pay.
BBC News Business.
May 12, 1658 America, New York, Skipton. Will deposit-free mortgages help budding first-time buyers? Will Skipton Building Society's deposit-free deal help those hoping to buy in the lender's hometown?
Global Economy.
May 12, 1633 America, New York. New U.S. solar rules will do little to break China dependence, experts warn. Treasury Department unveils fresh guidance, but analysts say few domestic companies could fully capitalize on the subsidy.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 12, 1624 America, New York. The TV ad market was already looking bleak. Then the writer's strike happened. The writers' strike is casting a shadow over the TV business's annual advertising bazaar, which was already under pressure from a softening ad market and eroding television ratings.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 12, 1525 America, New York. As pandemic-era investor fervor eases, money gets tight for logistics startups. Founders and investors say the days of growth at all costs are over as venture capital firms rein back risk-taking.
Marginal Revolution.
May 12, 1457 America, New York, Kevin Bryan on LLMs and GPTs for economic research. Here is the talk. I am waiting for someone to do some background, anthropological, research and fieldwork, and create a fully simulated economy of, say, a village of 500 people. It is not difficult to have LLMs simulate human responses in economic games. After that, the social sciences will never be the same again.
Daily FX Market News.
May 12, 1415 America, New York. British Pound, GBP, Weekly Forecast. GBP Bull's Eye Fresh Catalyst with UK Employment Data. The British Pound has seen a positive week on the data front, but losses against the greenback to end the week has added a bitter taste. 1.2460 holds the key for bullish continuation with UK employment data in the week ahead.
Daily FX Market News.
May 12, 12 o'clock America, New York. Gold prices veer off bullish path as US dollar firms, but outlook still upbeat. Gold prices fell on Friday, retreating for the third consecutive session, but the pullback was modest, a sign that bulls are not yet bailing out despite the metal's subdued performance for most of the week. The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 12, 1025 America, New York. Correlation, causation, and big changes. Scott Alexander recently argued that building more housing in a given city causes housing prices to go up in that city. He acknowledged that previous studies had found the opposite relationship, but suggested that he was more impressed by the strong positive correlation between population and prices when there are big changes.
BBC News Business.
May 12, 1023 America, New York. Linda Yaccarino leaves NBC Universal amid Twitter talk. The move follows Elon Musk's announcement that he has found a new person to lead Twitter.
Daily FX Market News.
May 12, 1012 America, New York. Copper prices drop on weaker Chinese data, demand concerns. Copper, often a leading economic indicator, turns lower after disappointing Chinese data and weaker metal demand sends a warning signal to the global economy.